to shoot. Came out here and I actually did some ball handling drills and then went upstairs and shot on the gun. Probably got done around 12:30 and I came down and the locker room closes at 12. So I'm standing here not being able to get to anything, you know, just with my shorts and my basketball shoes and stuff like that on. And I actually stayed here. I ended up sleeping in the visitor's locker room. So that's a little story that, you know, the coach has kind of been busting me about it, saying, like, you know, you stay in the gym too much or whatever like that. So Coach Bowen, I think, has a good time, you know, telling people that story. But, yeah, so.
What's your role in this team? 4 or 3? What are you going to be on this team?
Whatever Coach wants, to be honest with you. Practice, I've been playing both the 3 and the 4, depending on matchups, you know, stuff like that. I think I can play both pretty effectively. Being able to shoot from the outside, you know, putting on some weight, trying to, you know, go down low and stuff like that. So.
How much stronger are you now when you arrive on campus?
Oh, a lot stronger. Came in, I think, and it's not all about weight, but I came in about 211. I'm up to just under 230, right around 230 right now. So I just feel a lot stronger in the weight room, a lot stronger when I play against these guys in pickup and stuff like that. So.
I know you came on campus this summer, but how would you describe, I guess, the bond that you've been able to establish with guys like Gabe and Josh? Because I would imagine you spend almost every waking minute around those two.
Right, yeah, especially us three. Me and Gabe have come really close since, you know, since school started, just, you know, after summer. Like, I hung out with him a lot in the summer, but since school started, us three have really built a great relationship. So it's been great. I mean, all the guys have been great. It's just a joy to come, like, you know, practice with these guys, lift with these guys, stuff like that. So it's a good group of guys.
Do you have any set expectations for yourself with this being your freshman year, or is it just kind of a thing where you just kind of go along with everything right now that's asked?
I definitely want to do everything that the coaching staff wants me to do. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to set any unrealistic expectations on myself, but I don't want to come in and just blend in. I want to make a name for myself, do something on the floor, prove to the coaches why they recruited me, you know. So.
I know the primetime league doesn't account for much, but right. With that shot that you made at the end of that game, how much have people been coming up to you about that? Have people seen videos or telling you things?
Yeah, I mean, since it's been on the internet, stuff like that, family from back home's been calling me about it. It seems like forever ago, to be honest with you, summertime. Time's really flown by, but, you know, yeah, a little bit of confidence from the summer, but you know, I'm just ready for the season to start, to be honest with you.
What are the things that you've been working on since then up to now that you feel are going to make you a better player when the time comes that the season does start in Europe?
Right. I've really been focused on my ball handling. I watch a lot of things on Pete Maravich, and a lot of stuff he did, a lot of the drills he did, I've been trying to incorporate coming up here, working on 2-ball handling, stuff like that. And then I like to get my shots up, so I'm focusing on my shot and stuff like that. So just those two things.
You mentioned Pete Maravich. He was a point guard. Are they going to be asking you to play any point?
No, they're not asking me to play any point, but I just have admiration for his game, what he did for the game, his work ethic and things like that. So.